Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. Time you tune you down to the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I'm your friend, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. 516-418-5813. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's the call-in number. Take the time. Get on the line. Let me know what's on your mind. You got questions, comments about the show. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. I'm just glad to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I got big news on the show tonight. Big news. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't big news, but it's a couple of things changing for the night shift, so stay tuned for that information, especially if you're a listener who is reoccurring. You know what I'm saying? Some of our guests, the hosts and shit. And, you know, if you're a regular listener, you're going to want to get the information, man, because this is the last night we're going to be on this channel here and on this number here. You know what I'm saying? So I'll provide you with the rest of that information later on in the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate being here. I had a great day today, man. I had 2 days off back-to-back from the 9 to 5, right? So you're always working and shit. But the great thing about Mr. Nice Guy kind of affords you time to do your work and also be with your family, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your work involves your family because, you know, a couple of my family members work for Mr. Nice Guy Dog, so, you know what I mean? Always bumping into my people. Like, everybody Mr. Nice Guy is definitely my friend, and I consider them my family. Everybody, let me say that. Everybody Mr. Nice Guy, I consider my family. Dog. I feel like everybody else feel the same way. So that's a great thing about working here. And I get 2 days off from Bennigan's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I do. So I get 2 days off from Bennigan's, I be at home. Chilling with the family yesterday, kicking it with the homies and shit. And today, you know, yesterday was my parents' 37th wedding anniversary, right? So, man, I tried to put my fucking sound effect back in here tonight. I couldn't find it and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some fucking had some difficulties and shit, but it's the, you know, it's the last night. So everything will be fine when we move on to the new platform, ladies and gentlemen. I assure you there will be less difficulties and less problems. Nice things is coming. And, it's, you know, it's all for the support and the love. And I want to say the effort put in from everybody here for the last, you know, it got to be like, what, 8 months? We've been doing this shit for a long time, right? Damn, I've been doing this shit for a long time. But, yo, it's coming through, though. You know what I'm saying? It's paying off. Some things happening for the kid in the night shift. Mr. Nice Guy did some things. You know what I mean? Like, it's good. So, like I said, we get to that, man. I'll hype y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. Keep the motherfucking flame and shit. Oh, it looked like I fucked up, y'all. It looked like I only got a 15-minute show tonight, man. Damn. Damn, last night on the platform, they only give me 15 minutes, bro. Okay, that's terrible. So I guess I'm going to get to it a little sooner than I thought. I can't believe they did that, man. That's terrible. I'm kind of feeling some type. It's cool, though, man. I ain't going to trip because, you know, when we come back Monday, it's going to be bigger and better, y'all. Let me say that. When we come back Monday, it's going to be bigger and better. We had a meeting with Mr. Nice Guy and, you know, the night shift staff, right? We had a meeting with Mr. Nice Guy and the things that we've been doing have been get some attention, you know what I'm saying, from different outlets and different sources and shit, you know what I'm saying? Our efforts have not gone unnoticed, ladies and gentlemen. So due to the interest in the show from certain sources and also from yourself, you know what I mean? Well, we ended up getting ourselves in another little situation, okay? So, you know, we got upgrade in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Got some equipment in here, got some nice shit. You know what I mean? We're doing bigger things now. It's coming, you know what I mean? We're coming along. So Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a new call-in number. And the call-in number will be 646-787-8532. That's 646-787-8532. Okay, make sure you get that number. You hit me on, you can't hit me on the Nice Guy hotline, ladies and gentlemen. The motherfucking phones is down. You know what I'm saying? So we got an upgrade in the studio, right? I come in the radio studio and I'm like, yo, this is what the fuck, shit looking fly, bro. You know what I'm saying? We had the meeting and, you know, we talked about some things. It's like some things are going to happen, but we ain't know for sure. So it's kind of like today, things just popped off for us. So it's like, oh, boom, boom, bow, 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 line up. You know what I mean? We didn't get the green light on the live launch yet. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of, we kind of still going to be in beta. We're going to expand our base right now. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to expand the base a little bit. But we still feel like it's in beta. You know what I'm saying? So some of the upper ranking members, a.k.a. Mr. McIntosh and all that, thought it would be a good idea for us to continue to be in beta and not do the live launch yet. So we continue to develop the show and bring to the people the best form of entertainment. The same thing that we've been doing, we've been growing the show. You know what I'm saying? You're being hated in a way, but it's cool. You give us a new shit. You know, we earned it, but we'll jump through the hoop for you. You know, and bring on the next level. You know what I'm saying? That's what we ready for. But yeah, we moving to. Let me get some. I got my man in here. So my man, you on the light? You on the night show? Got a night? What's on your mind?
Not much, God. Not your boy Cutlo the Collector. What's going on with you?
Chilling. You know what it is.
All day, every day. Number one, baby.
Yeah, man. I kind of don't want to go back to work after kicking it with the fam and shit.
I know that, right?
Yeah, for real. Man, but yo, they only gave me 15 minutes tonight, though, B. What the fuck?
For real?
Yeah.
What the hell, no?
I got 7 minutes left. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
I had big plans for the night and everything. I got, you know what I'm saying? I was going to play my, I was going to go out on a grand finale for Mother's Day, right? And hit straight like this, man. I was going to go out on a grand finale for Mother's Day, right? Straight like this right here.
Oh, bitch, you don't want to fuck with me no more. Are we doing like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you got another nigga now? I got a secret to tell you, man. Check it out.
Hey.
Your mama got some good ass pussy, and since we broke, yeah. I'ma tell your funky ass your mama.
Hey.
On the Mother's Day week, on the last day, going into the Mother's Day weekend, that was my song for the night that I'm coming out with. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga said, inhale, exhale, pulling my dick out in public.
Yeah, it's about somebody mama, you know? it fit the bill in the program. I feel like you got to keep it 100, man. That's what I do here, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do here, bro. Apparently, it is appreciated, man. Some upgrades in the studio, man. There's going to be some new thing going on here in the night shift, cuz, though.
I already talked to the other guy before you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a nice guy and the other guy. They had called a meeting with me, an impromptu meeting.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you wasn't invited.
Oh no, it's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool. I'm not even tripping. You know what I mean? Like I go to the meetings. I don't even like meetings, cause you know me, man. I go to meetings I need to go to, dog. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't give a fuck.
Bad news.
Say again.
And usually bad news when we go to meetings.
Yeah, man. I don't know. For some people, I don't be giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know me, B, I don't be giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you talking about is cool. Probably I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing. If you don't like it, fire me. You know me.
My God, take it under consideration.
It's all good, man. He always show me love, though. I don't be tripping because I don't feel like I be on no fuck shit. You know what I mean? As long as you don't be on that fuck shit, people don't be tripping, dog. My work good, man. That's how I feel like. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, I find something else to do, man. I always go back to the trap. I can start rapping again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
making motherfucking doing it. The motherfucking doing it. Shit, fuck you talking about. But yo, okay. Let me put this out there one more time. If anybody got suggestion for songs to play here on the night shit, because you see I'm playing all type of shit, bro. I got a couple of independent artists I'm about to be playing and shit. Just anything you want to hear here on the night shit, man, in terms of musical selection, man, make sure y'all send that email to Mr. Nice Guy Tees, MISGER, Nice Guy Tees, TES, at gmail.com. You get your music selections in there. You can always hit us up here. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. So, yo. You ain't got no plugs or nothing for this week?
No.
Who would you say best rapper ever? Who your favorite rapper ever? Number one. I seen you having that throwback playlist yesterday, too, trying to keep it funky fresh for the old school.
Yeah, so shit that you ain't heard in a while, you know.
I seen you out there. It cool. I kind of wanna work that into something here for the radio, like Cuzzo playlist type of shit. But yeah, I only got like 3 minutes, man. So your favorite rapper all the time?
I gotta go with Pop, man.
Why you say Tupac? Not that I disagree. It's very cliche answer, but yeah. Why you say Tupac?
Yeah, cause he just, you know, I just feel his music, man. His music gonna be eternal.
Cool, man. But you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm gonna say like this. You know, no disrespect to Tupac, yeah, cause it's shit that Tupac made that I feel. But it's, you know, shit that a lot of people made that I feel too. When we start getting into the amount of volume, now, do you count Tupac after he died? Like all the shit that came out, the music that came out after he died, does that count in his catalog? Is you counting that too?
I'm counting everything the man ever made.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Like we start getting into the shit that came out after he died and the amount of volume of music that was there, you know, the quality of dopeness, the percentage level goes down, you know what I'm saying? Because everything he did wasn't super fire, you know what I'm saying? You disagree?
No, I agree. I can't play. I don't know one Tupac album I can play all the way through.
Yo, well, tell me one album that you can play all the way through. Rap album.
Mostly all 3-6 albums. Older albums.
I knew you was going to say that.
I can play Biggie Smalls, Life After Death all the way through. And that was double CD.
Yeah, you talking about the shit, yeah. That shit was fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a few shits in there I skipped, though, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? A couple of that shit.
But you didn't have to.
Huh?
But you didn't have to.
Nah, you're right. I don't got to. I'm talking about even now. You know what I'm saying? Because classic, to me, it's classic. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that shit wasn't a little spooky to you about Monday when I played the Tupac shit and we had that little moment and then 2 days mama died. That wasn't spooky to you at all?
You know, that shit was kind of weird, you know. Just don't play
yeah,
no songs.
Yeah.
You know what
say
mean?
What?
Don't be predicting the future.
Watch what I'm playing around here. Don't be predicting the future. I'm cool, man. If that's the case, it's finna be raining money. You know what I'm saying? It's finna be raining money. Let's hide up under them money trees. It's finna be raining money. I appreciate y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, man. Sorry we got cut short tonight, man. Monday, May 9th, we are on a different number, 646-787-8532, 646-787-8532. I'm sure the information will reach you somehow if it's pertinent and necessary. You know the people to contact. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers being here. We going to do it real B-I-G on the other station, motherfucker. Same station, same flavor, different number. It's all good. We finna get their money. The night shift. B-I-G.